Chapter 5. The White House, 2025 hours Eastern Time. "Please sit." President Clark flicked a hand toward the green Queen Anne couches on either side of his larger olive-colored chair. His back was to the fireplace, facing the resolute desk and the floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking the Rose Garden. The First Lady had redecorated the Oval Office to be reminiscent of Theodore Roosevelt's stint in the White House, with rich dark evergreens and bright whites. The painting of the former president on horseback had been moved from the Roosevelt room to a spot of honor to the right of his desk above the Remington Rough Rider bronze. Palmer sat to the right of the president in a matching chair. Apart from advising on matters of national security, his self-appointed secondary duty was to sit nearest the president when anyone else was in the Oval Office, including most members of the cabinet. The directors of the FBI and CIA sat across from one another, each on an opposing couch. DCIA Virginia Ross smoothed her dark skirt and sat to the president's right. On the heavy side, she constantly tugged and adjusted her clothing. A Navy steward brought a silver tray of coffee and set it on the oval cherrywood table in the center of the furniture. The cups were already poured and made to the specifications of each guest. Clark took his mug, bone white with the presidential seal, and nodded toward the door that led to his secretary's office. "Eric," he said, "please ask Mrs. Humphrey to show in our guest."
"Of course, Mr. President." The steward shut the door on his way out.
The president put the cup to his lips, then set it back on the table without drinking. A stab of dark emotion creased his normally smiling face.
"I'm not sure who we can trust," he said, glaring at both directors. "Frankly, I'm not at all certain I want to bring either of you in on this."